now declare the meeting open at, excuse me, 5:01 PM. End of our ordinary meeting, agenda one. Do we have any apologies? I'd say there were no apologies. We're all here. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitua and Panihia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I send that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Moving on to number four, confirmation of the minutes. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second, please? Councillor House is the mover. Seconder, thank you. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Any conversation on the minutes, councillors? If not, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. Declaration of interest. Are there any declarations of interest from councillors? Has none been received, General Manager? No, thank you. Moving on to Council Workshop Report, which is page 8. Council's last met the workshop, which was held on 27th of January 2026. The report is included in the agenda. Moving along to page 10, which is Mayor and Councillor Reports, Council Announcements and Acknowledgements. Are there any Councillor Acknowledgements? Councillor Dudman?
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of a great friend recently in Sharon Corvinus-Jones. Sharon originated from Queensland, but found her home in Mole Creek in the Meander Valley with her partner, Joe. She was a pillar of our community and much loved by many. She was the CEO of the Kentish Regional Clinic under Cause Australia and was passionate about regional mental health and ensuring that the high rates of suicide that we see in our regional areas could be continually reduced. She was fantastic at supporting the causes that she felt deeply for, and it's through Cause that I first met her, where she was able to, despite the odds, attract government funding to an area that didn't traditionally receive such funding. And I said recently that that was a credit to her. She did what many of us couldn't do and achieved many great things. She was also a proud member of the LGBTQIA+ community and was proudly so. She was a great pillar of strength for many, including for me, because she knew what it was like to at times be the only gay in the village, but to also stand tall and be proud of who she was and to help others to also be proud of themselves and to live in this area as who they were and how they identified. So she will be greatly missed. She was a great friend. She did a lot of work for the Mole Creek Progress Association, and I know the Mole Creek community is hurting at the moment with her tragic passing. So my love to Jo, her partner, and all who knew and loved her. There will never be another like her.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. I'd also like to pass on condolences to the Mole Creek community and the family as well. Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I echo Ben's thoughts. The Mole Creek Progress Association will be certainly missing her, and as well as Ben's wonderful words, I would like to acknowledge that the Mole Creek Progress Association dedicated their recent volunteer award to Sharon, as I think I said at her wake, from meeting procedures to putting up fences and everything in between. She was strong, she was kind, and she was a true example of what it means to include everyone regardless of who they are. I personally will greatly miss her and extend my condolences to Joe and all of the Mole Creek community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other acknowledgements, councillors? I guess I'd like to announce that there is the Deloraine Car Show on this Sunday, which would be good for everyone to attend. If you haven't already attended, it is a major attraction for Deloraine. Certainly invigorates a lot of people up the main street of Deloraine. Thank you. Anything else, councillors? Councillor House?
Yes, thank you, Wayne. Yes, I agree with that one. The Deloraine Car Show just gets bigger every year, and so many people involved in putting that together as they are with all these events, so full credit to them. Looks like being a terrific day. Could also add in upcoming events the Italia Day, the Australian Italian Club in Prospect Vale, as having the Italia Day. They had one two years ago. It wasn't one last year. It'll be highlighting all things Italian, cars, bikes, Italian food, all that type of stuff. There'll be Italian entertainment there as well. And it's on the 28th of February from 11:30 through to 5.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron?
I'm going to give a plug for the 21st of Feb, which is the Chudley Show. So I think maybe, oh, It is on, I don't know.
It is on.
I think I'm just muted, but please come to the Chudley Show.
Thank you, councillor. Any other announcements, councillors? If not, thank you. Move on to page 12, which is petitions. So table consideration of petitions lodged. So we need a mover and a seconder for that, please. Councillor Dudman is the mover. Seconder, Councillor Cameron, thank you. Any discussion, councillors? Councillor Dudman is mover, anything to add?
No, just happy to note. It's
thank you. Any discussion, councillors? Not put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous, thank you. There's no other petitions we received for this meeting. Are there any in the gallery, from the gallery? Take that as no. Community representation, no community representation was received for this meeting. Are there any from the gallery? Take that as no. But then moving on to public question time. So public question time, for those that have questions, you're allowed to ask two questions for a 3 minute period. And I will ding the bell at 2 minutes and 30 minutes to give you a time to wrap up. So I guess it's... sorry, I've jumped ahead, I've gone through. So public question time, is there public questions with notice have been published? Sorry, we're moving on to public questions without notice. So just take notice of what I've just said. I'll ask you any public questions from the gallery. Any questions from the floor?
Gallery, is this our time?
Yes, that's the gallery down there, yes, it is.
You want me to stand up and...
You will be given a microphone and I'll...
This is all pretty intimidating.
You've
all got pretty intimidating too.
No, we're not. We're not. So if you just state your name and I'll give you 3 minutes to...
My
name's
Julie Henson. Do I need to press a name?
That's on.
OK, I'm Julie Henson. I'm from Parsonage Street in Deloraine. And I come, seemingly, unless somebody else is here on the same thing about the geese... No, I seem to be the sole representative on behalf of the geese of the riverbank at Deloraine, which I presume short notice. I only saw this today and I can only assume that it's very short notice for a lot of other people because I've spoken with many people and it wasn't me who started the conversation about the possibility of removing the geese from the riverbank. Hugely opposed to it. We're not quite sure how all of a sudden it's become a thing. It's like... Possibly, it's like, do we have to say to council regularly, we love the geese down at the riverbank, so that you're constantly aware of the fact that they're appreciated? Because otherwise, all of a sudden, this is sort of foisted on us that council have been asked to remove the geese. I don't know how many people live around Deloraine from amongst you all. I hope that a lot of you actually appreciate how much they bring pleasure to an awful lot of people. You might have seen on the Facebook page. There were people I know would have come today, but it was a bit last minute for them. So I hope the fact that I'm the sole representative of this doesn't make you think that it is not important to an awful lot of people. And that as long as I've lived here, which has been 11 years, I've never seen anything other than people enjoying the geese. If they're a little bit scary on occasion, you just take a slight wide path past them. Other than that, most people like them for photo opportunities and just generally enjoying them. So that's I'm just so sad that I'm the only person here to speak up for them. But that's all I have to say, really.
Was there a question in there for us?
Oh, was I supposed to have a question?
Oh, you don't have to. No, you can start. But I guess if you had a question for us.
I would like to know what all of you councillors think about the proposition of removing the geese or relocating them or, heaven forbid, culling them. Do you all have an opinion on it or are you allowed to say?
We are allowed to say it. I thank you for your question. For myself personally, I've taken 3 phone calls from residents along the riverbank that are complaining about the geese going onto their private property and making a mess on their lawn, to the point that their lawn is smelly and causing them some grief. And one is an elderly lady that is nearly incapacitated and disabled. So she rang me quite concerned that nearly every morning she has a mob of geese or a flock of geese or a gaggle of geese on her place. That's right. So I guess I've taken that on board as somebody that's quite concerned that they're there. So that's, like I said, I've had 3 phone calls of people that are concerned about the amount of geese that are there. I came over the bridge the other day, turned towards Meander, and they were on my side of the laneway as if they just left Dixie Bells and were heading along to cross the bridge. So I guess
I have been on the move because apparently there's not a lot of them to eat at the moment, but I haven't seen an increase in numbers in them. Personally, and
sorry, I can't debate you on this. You've asked a question, I'm replying. Thank you.
Would you like people to call you up personally?
No, I've had some phone calls.
Keeping the geese, sorry. As opposed to.
Sorry, you can't keep asking questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. So that's my experience. I don't know whether any other councillors have had experience. If not, the general manager has a reply.
Yeah, I can add to the mayor's comments there, and perhaps the director of development and regulatory can as well, but. I guess we are aware of this because we had a phone call earlier on today. It was a concerned resident saying that they had seen some activity on Facebook referring to coming to the council meeting. So we don't have an item today, but we're certainly happy to take the question, Julie. And it may be low in numbers, but I think your point's well made that you value the geese and the ducks down in the riverbank, which is pretty synonymous with Deloraine. Did seek an update because we have had some council officers working in this space, as the mayor has sort of said, and while they may have contacted him, they've also phoned through to our customer service area. So in December we did have a complaint from a member of the public about the geese moving around the riverbank and West Parade area as well, so creating a traffic hazard on the road as they moved around the nearby streets. They were also concerned about aggressive behaviour from the geese in particular, not the ducks in that one. Then we had another complaint in January, and at that point in time, of a similar nature, we had our officer have a look into it. So what they did was spoke with NRE, State Government Organisation, Natural Resources Environment, so they are the organisation that would make a decision on whether any of the ducks and geese are removed from the Deloraine Riverbank, and our officer has been working with them since that point in time. So what they have discussed is potential to reduce the numbers, not removing the geese and the ducks completely, but there's potential that the numbers have increased over time and that the behaviour is potentially concerning. So it's something that they are monitoring at this point in time, and there will be a stage in the next month or two where NRE will make a decision as to whether the numbers ought be reduced or not. I don't know, Christoph, I'm looking over there.
Anything, John?
Yeah. All right, thank you for your question.
Okay, do I have a reply? No,
sorry.
That's it, is it? That's the way it works. Okay, thank you. Thanks for your time.
All right, any other questions from the floor? Thank you. I'll close public question time.
Thank you.
Moving on to councillor question time. Councillor questions with notice. I don't think there were any. My apologies. Councillor questions without notice. Councillor Lopez.
Thank you, Mayor. I was going to request an update on the ducks and the geese because I have been contacted by a lot of people. I think a few other councillors have too, but I think it's been asked and answered very well, so I won't do another one. But I do have another question, if I may. A joint media release from the federal and state education ministers was issued at the end of January this year. In it, funding was announced to expand access to early learning education in Tasmania, including Westbury. Apart from the funding, are any other details available? I ask this because members of the Westbury community are keen to know details, and particularly if there will be opportunities for community input.
Thank you, Councillor. General Manager, what have we got? Anything?
I can provide an update from my perspective. Can I just clarify, Councillor Loder, when you say community input into a particular aspect of that project?
So, generally speaking, I've been asked by a number of family daycarers, where is the facility going to be, when is it going to happen, just general details, and I get the impression that members of the community would love to be able to give some input into details, but I don't know specifically what details.
Yep, so thanks for the question. Look, from a council perspective, we haven't been included in those discussions. I recall a meeting that the Deputy Mayor and I had with Rebecca White, a member for Lyons, when the mayor was on leave and the deputy was acting in the position. So it was just a regular update, but we took that opportunity to ask a question around that particular project, which is a funding commitment with the state government, the Department of Education and the Westbury Primary School around providing a childcare centre for Westbury, which is great. As a council, we have advocated for some time that we think that there is a need for additional childcare services in Westbury area. So it's nice to see other levels of government recognising that too. Have not spoken with Rebecca White since that point in time. However, we have been speaking with the primary school. The manager of community wellbeing and myself last week went and met with the primary school, Westbury Primary School principal, and which is the first opportunity we have had to speak with them about the project, which was great. We were happy to receive that update. As far as what the project looks like, it's still uncertain. I understand that the federal government's put out some social media around that, promoting it, which is also a positive thing, and we're keen to see that project be delivered upon. But the primary school and the Department of Education are still working through how that project gets delivered. What I can tell you is that it will be a childcare centre. It will be located on the primary school property. They have not progressed to a design stage at this point in time. The primary school and the state government are working with the Parents and Friends Association, so there's been a level of input there, and the principal let us know that they had engaged with kids of the school to get their opinion on some of those elements as well. So while I don't have anything to share, and it's not a council project, it was really positive to hear that they've been working with the state on what that project looks like.
Thank you, Jan. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I refer to Councillor Loder's question that is in the agenda and the GM's response. And there are a couple of things in the response that I thought could be taken a couple of different ways, so I just wanted to clarify those. And that, namely, at one point it says that council officers have commenced work on the decision. Some people could think that implies that there's work to change the decision or be coming back to us or something like that. And the other one is that the last sentence there was, there have also been two workshops providing an opportunity for councillors and management discuss the project further. Is that implying that they were after the decision was made? Because yes, we have had a couple of workshops, but to my recollection, that the project hasn't been discussed.
Yep, no, that's fine. Happy to Councillor Temple. So on the decision, you're right, so just the same with any decision that's formed by a council. Many of them then have an implication that there is an outcome that needs to be delivered on by the operation. So yeah, a council decision was made and now it's been passed over to the council officers to work to progress that decision. So that's relating to that comment. And the other one about the two workshops, that's right. So just making the point that there's been opportunity to discuss that project further, should that be
but it hasn't been
the desire of the desire of any council officer that's present at those workshops or any councillor. So, but you are, I think the point you're making is it wasn't listed as a specific item for those workshops, which is correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
If I may, a subsequent question is, I'm interested to learn how the heritage values of the site are going to be assessed and the methodology for design concepts based will be, you know, what the process will be for design concepts based on that, on those heritage values. So if that can go back to a workshop, I'm happy with that. If you'd like to overlook something in a subsequent workshop.
I can answer that for you, Councillor. So I don't have the decision in front of me, but I do recall it refers to consulting with the Westbury Historical Society. So they will be included in those design concepts discussion. And also, we also discuss in the lead up to that decision a referral to Heritage Tasmania, which we will undertake.
Thank you, Jeb. Any other questions, councillors? No? All right. Thank you. So just reminding Council the questions without notice required in writing at the conclusion of the meeting. Council notices of motion, or no Council notices of motion received. Any from the floor? Take that as no. There are no planning items for today's meeting, which is surprising, so which is good, I guess. So we then move on to corporate services, which is on page 23, which is the audit panel minutes. And I suppose before we move on, anybody in the gallery that wishes to leave may do so now, or at any stage if you want to.
They might want to stay for the audit panel.
Well, they might want to stay for audit panel meetings, I know. But anyway, thanks for attending. Thank you. So moving along to page 23. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? Councillor Dudman as the mover. Seconder, Councillor Cronshaw, thank you. Councillor Dudman as the mover of the motion.
Shocked they didn't want to stay for this, but I'm happy to move the minutes as they're printed. I think they're fairly self-explanatory on the items that were discussed and the decisions made at that meeting.
Thank you. Anything to add, Councillor Cronshaw? No, put the open up for discussion, councillors. No questions of Craig sitting at the end of the table? No? Okay. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to governance and community wellbeing, which is page 34, which is the appointment of acting general manager. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Dudman as the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. Noting the decision we made earlier for a chain of command, I think it is positive that we are utilising our directors to the best of their ability and giving them the opportunity to lead, and I'm sure Mr Murray will do a fantastic job in the general manager's absence, so more than happy to support this.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
No, I just also thank the directors for their willingness to step up and have some time in this role. I'm sure it's not an easy one. And thank Dave and wish him all the best. We'll all be really nice to you, I promise. But no, it is really important to have opportunities like this. So thank you for your willingness to serve us.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Pretty easy to put that in motion then. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye, raise your hand. Unanimous, thank you. So page 36, which is proposed electoral act reform submission. Somebody like to move? Councillor Dudman, you're on a roll today. Seconder?
Councillor
Lowe. Oh, sorry. My apologies, Councillor Lowe. Okay, Councillor Dudman, that's the mover.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you to the work the staff have done in putting this submission together. Obviously, we worked together on this at the last workshop, and it's an important thing for our local democracy to make sure that any reforms to the local government electoral bill are reasonable and improve our democracy. And by and large, I think that that's what this does, and certainly our submission in response to it does agree to that. There are a couple of things that should be noted that we, as a collective, don't support, and that includes the provision where the deputy mayor would be elected around the table rather than by direct elected ballot. For me personally, I see this as diminishing democracy, not improving it. It is important that the community has a say in who their leadership on the council is, and the best way to do that is via a direct vote for both the mayor and the deputy, in my opinion. The other thing I would note is obviously the supplementary general manager's role and the proposed changes around that. Council, under this submission, supports the reform mostly, but does note the proposal on 16.2 point B must not already be enrolled on the HIA roll for the electoral area, and 16.2 point D not be a corporate body nominated for another corporate body in that same area. The concern I have with this proposal, and the general manager's role is an interesting concept in itself, where we are effectively giving a corporation the ability to vote in a public election. But under this proposal, if it went through unamended and as it's currently written, what we are effectively allowing is, for example, the CEO of Woolworths to vote in the Neander Valley Council elections, but we're not allowing the small business owner who lives up the road to have a vote in the local government elections. It doesn't make sense why we are creating a division where a big business at a big end of town is able to vote in local government, but not small businesses. I think that is a skewed viewpoint that has come out of this reform, and it's really got things around the wrong way. So in my view, if the general manager's role is to stay in place, then it should be encouraging small businesses and those who contribute to our community to be voting and participating in our democracy, rather than multinationals, who I imagine won't be interested in voting for you and I, Wayne, but they may well be. So, you know, I think fair's fair.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Mayor. We've had many opportunities to comment on proposed changes to how the state government manages local government over the last 3 and a bit years. This one looks at some key areas, most importantly, other than what Councillor Dudman has just said, is how we cast our vote. This bill proposes more flexibility and, if passed, allows for in-person votes as well as for postal. So it works with our postal system, which I know last election was a little bit problematic because it was a little bit slow. So if it's passed, it will provide stronger advertising rules and clearer requirements that will help to prevent misleading information and hopefully greater clarity for the electors. So I'm very happy to support this motion, and it was good to workshop this. And also, it's good that the state government is coming out and asking us, and we need to take every opportunity there is to provide feedback.
Thank you, Councillor. Open up for discussion, Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 8 on page 41. I'd like to thank you for including that information, and just wonder if we need to strengthen that by saying that the candid information pamphlet, the one we're talking about, isn't what candidates produce themselves. It is the one that is mailed out with the voting papers, just to make that clear. And I don't know if we ought to mention that, you know, the Robson rotation applies to the ballot paper, and in a similar vein, it should apply to the pamphlet.
Yeah, point taken, Councillor Temple. Yes. Councillor Cameron.
I won't go through them all one by one, but we have had a really good discussion, and I appreciate the opportunity to have input on this. Little bit concerned at how close it is to a council election period, but I am mostly supportive of the things, and of course a couple of points that Councillor Dudman and Councillor Temple pointed out before. I think that is important that we draw that attention to those items, so I'm happy to support it.
Thank you. Any other discussion, councillors?
Point of clarification, did Councillor Temple suggest an amendment? Because the point was taken, but then we...
I think I read it as what he's saying, though.
So just on that, Council, we probably don't need to do an amendment. We can probably note that in our submission. It does say the candidate information pamphlet should be produced on a rotating basis, where not all pamphlets are produced in the same order. That's...
Yeah, but I'm concerned. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. I'm concerned that someone reading this that isn't as aware of it as we are might confuse that with the pamphlets that candidates themselves letterbox from time to time. Whereas this, we need to be explicit that this applies to the Electoral Commission's document about candid information that is mailed out with the voting paper.
Yes.
And then my other comment was to strengthen it further is to note that the Robson Amendment applies to ballot papers.
Yep.
And there seems to me to be every good reason why it should also apply to that document.
Yep. Thanks, Councillor. We can make those adjustments. Thank you. Any other comments, councillors? If not, anything to wrap up, Councillor Oda, Councillor Dudman, anything to put the motion? All those in favour, please say raise your hand. That is unanimous again. Thank you, councillors. Moving on to governance and community wellbeing, page 47, review of the policy. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Oda, thank you. Second, Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Oda is the mover.
Thank you, Mayor. I think this is a really important policy. The changes help to clarify what is already a strong policy. I think clause 4.8 brings our council policy in line with the rest of the state, and this is especially important due to some of the issues that other councils have been facing recently. I think it gives real clarity to legal expenses, which is vital not just for the community but for council and for councillors.
Thank you, Councillor Lowe. Councillor House, is a seconder?
Oh, I think nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Any discussion? If not, put the motion. All those in favour, please say and raise your hands. That is Johnson, Cameron, Cronshaw, Dudman, Smedley, Temple, Loader, House against, Councillor Sinfield. Thank you. Moving on to page 59, which is a review of policy number 67. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Page 59, seconder. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dubman.
I don't really have a lot to say other than obviously it's a continuation of the original policy, updated to ensure that we are constantly aware and in line with our requirements under the Personal Information Protection Act. And I'm more than happy to support the policy.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
Ditto.
Ditto. I haven't heard that since Ghost, I don't think, but anyway. Open up for discussion, councillors. As a movie, before your time. Open up for discussion, councillors. Anything to add? Councillor Sidfield.
For reasons that I've discussed previously in a workshop and as per the previous item which haven't been acted on, I'll be voting against that proposal.
Could I ask clarification of what...
In this particular case, I disagree with the formatting of including definitions of personal information, sensitive information inside the policy when they're quite clearly definitions. And if you wanted to go on that basis, why haven't you included a council worker in the policy and not in the definition? So I've raised the issue, I think it's wrong, and I won't get supported.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, councillors? Nope. Councillor Cameron, you know, ditto? No, not ditto.
No, not
ditto. Councillor Dudman, wrap up?
No, thank you.
Okay, put the motion, all those in favour, please. All right. That's Johnson, Cameron, Cronshaw, Dudman, Smedley, Temple, Loader, House, and against Sinfield. Okay, we move motion to close the meeting. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman and Cameron, thank you. Put the motion, all those in favour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take that as unanimous.
Yeah, sorry.